Every time you look at a pair of scissors, do you think of Psycho Sid and Arn Anderson? We do. So listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, the Impact Player.
I don't know who that is.
We'll see justice done Sunday at Halloween Havoc with Larry Zbysko.
A little bit more confidence. Cockiness in their walk and their strut and their face as they make their way to the ring. And they have twice now the program come out and made demand. Now they just come up with the fact that they think Sting, Piper, and Diamond Dallas for Sour. And I think universally, fans worldwide, whether you like the NWO or hate them, realize that the trio that we're talking about are not cowards. No heart, no soul. No will to win. No, I'm not talking about Vince McMahon. I'm talking about Roddy Piper, Sting, and Diamond Dallas Puke. This is coming your way next Tuesday night, and the world knows it.
This is coming your way, and those guys are conveniently missing.
Well, you know, Hollywood wants to send out his humblest apologies for overreacting. Sometimes I just forget how great and how much of a god I really am. And you know, good things come to those who wait. And oh yeah, Assault on Devil's Island October 28th is gonna knock the socks off Hollywood. And two nights before, like I said, patience is a virtue, Macho. We're going to wait for Las Vegas, Nevada to get that no-good DDP in the ring, to get Roddy Piper in a steel cage, and if that coward, the big black man with a bat, wants to go down in the massacre in Vegas, he's going to get torn apart too. So the way it goes, we're right on track. We overreacted, and we knew that those three cowards, Piper, DDP, and Sting, would be coveted, would be hidden behind the rest of the cowards in this arena.
We gave them too much credit.
We'll get them this Sunday. They're yours. Trust me.
So what everybody here did was put more gas on the fire. And when we get them in Vegas, we're going to really hurt them. It's your fault.
Yeah, we hear an eruption, guys. You asked for it. Sting has arrived.
And they don't look so confident now.
That's right. They stop talking as Sting makes his way through the entry, slowly walking towards them. There he is, his right.
Look at Hogan's jaw drop.
Hold on a second.
What?
There's another Sting. There are two more Stings in the ring. Who's the real Sting here? And they're on the attack. They've got Savage, and they've got Hogan down. Oh, it's Pink. It's Piper.
Here we go. WCW is kicking the NWO tail.
And the real Sting got... The real Sting goes, is that the real Sting or not? He went down awfully hard as the NWO is on the attack.
This is what they promised earlier, total destruction of Cage, Piper, and Sting.
And the cage!
Oh my goodness!
The cage is lowering! You know, this is exactly what the NWO wants! He wants to pin him in the cage!
Look at that! Look at that! Sting's on the ceiling!
It is Sting!
There's gotta be Sting!
Look at the fear on the face of Bischoff Sting!
Well, they wanted him! Now where are they gonna go?
That's exactly right! Sting! DDP! Piper! In the ring!
Oh, look at him bail out through the cage door!
and tried to pull himself off. The Macho Man and Hogan are out. Finn and Halloween Havoc. The cage will be locked.
When I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, I don't fall asleep at the wheel like the Junkyard Dog.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, all right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletrowmax and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Heyo. Go ahead, man. Go do your thing. I'll intro. Yeah, so Choppy just got here from work. It's all right. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, don't break the mirror. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the Impact Player, Mr. Philip G. Rhea Jr. And I am joined by Choppy, who is grabbing some dinner because he literally just got here as the music was going. So he will explain himself in a minute. Hello to everybody in the chat room. I see Harry in the chat room from England. Hello, hello. Hello, Harry. Let me get my soundboard up so I can say hello to all you fucking freaks. Anyway, so we're live on the Rant, rantneonradio.com, on Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, all the fresh outlets. Got my Halloween Havoc shirt on tonight. Feeling good. Feeling fresh to death, man. Fresh to death. Waiting for my tag team partner to come in here. Grab some. You good? Yeah, he grabs some. He's good to go. He grabs some. Close that door.
Of course.
So the cat don't bother you. Anyway. All right. Hello, sir.
Why, hello. Hold on a second.
Yeah, put your headphones on. Put your cans on.
Ooh, yeah!
You good?
I feel fantastic. I sound a little low. I don't know why.
You do. Turn. I don't know. Turn. Talking to the mic.
Hello.
That's weird.
Hello?
Your mic should be working.
It should be. Hello, Shaylin from the Shaolin.
Why isn't his... Try now.
Hello? Ah.
There you go.
I sound wonderful.
You do sound wonderful.
You too, too.
So I got one of these for you, too. I just didn't hook it up yet.
What is that?
It's a mic shield, so it cuts the fucking background noise off.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yours is in the box over there, but I didn't hook it up because you weren't here last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So who's in the chat room, Chops?
We got our friend Harry.
Hey.
From the UK.
It's like 2 in the morning over there.
God bless you, dude. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, so I got these windshields. They're very pricey, but I think in the long run, it's going to be worth it. Once we get situated and we have a real fucking studio in here, like I'm not working off tables and folding tables and boxes and shit, eventually I'll get to it.
Yes. So. Well, I'll help you with that, of course. You're not going to do it by yourself. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay, terrific.
So, anyway. So, you were not here last week. I want to thank Will Morgan for hanging in there with us.
God bless you. Thank you.
Will stepped in, did a bang-up job, and you are getting praised from everywhere. I got hits from the Wizards. I got hits from Cali from the post-match podcast, guys. You do well. You guys, everybody's giving Choppy love lately, so I'm glad that he's... that he fit in well, and I'm glad that he's doing a good job. Everybody thinks he's doing a bang-up job.
Thank you.
Our boy V-Dog actually agreed with you last week, 2 weeks ago, when you had your little tirade about the Bullet Club shirt, but the guy at work giving you a hard time. But there was a flip side to it, where there were just some situations where... If you didn't wear the shirt, like, right away, and no one didn't know, like, this guy obviously didn't know what it was.
Correct.
And he's an older dude, and he just sees bullets, all he sees is violence and death, and...
Correct.
So, like, you could have kept the shirt off, but you didn't mean to be derogatory.
No, not at all.
Right, exactly.
I wasn't trying to be insensitive, I was just wearing a t-shirt at work.
That's the thing, too, and then I'm glad that they got across to that. I was catching up on shows, and today while I was cleaning, and they mentioned that today, so... Good job on you.
I try.
Yeah, you try.
You're going to keep me around.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think so.
By the way, I know we're not supposed to be going into throwback right away, but let me just say.
What?
Dusty was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. If I had time and I didn't, I would have went and got sound bites for this pay-per-view.
I have the sound bite for you. I can look it up for you right away.
Oh. All I keep saying is, the wall game. For next month. I can't wait for that.
Oh, dude. That's right. Next month is World War III.
We're doing World War III next.
I can't wait.
Next week. Was it maybe next week or 2 weeks?
I think 2 weeks.
So next month, we're doing World War III. We're doing the Montreal Screwjob. We're doing the wall game. Mm-hmm. NXT, if you will, with the round table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And probably something else. You know what I realized, too?
Mm.
I get paid 3 times this next month.
God bless you.
So dope. So dope. So how is Massachusetts?
Boston was great.
Boston?
I took a wicked piss and have a yard.
What are you, retarded?
I'm very retarded.
Pocky car? Shout out to Boston, by the way.
We went to this place called Mike's Pastry. You should have been there with me.
I'm aware of Mike's Pastries.
I never heard of it. That was my first time going there. And my wife.
Yeah, your wife. Your wife sent me a text message. See, your wife knows the deal, man. She knows the deal. She knows that I like these things. She took a picture for me.
Fucking cannolis are disgusting.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you!
You're useless as tits on a bull, man. You have no you have no palate for good food, man. You're supposed to be this fucking... Your country is well renowned for their food, and yet you have no palate for good food.
Fuck cannolis.
You're what's wrong with you, dude?
Everything. I'm a communist, remember.
You are a fucking communist.
You might as well call me Choppy the Communist. That's a new gimmick for me.
Choppiness.
Choppiness.
You're a choppiness.
Ring that bell.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, man. So how was the trip, though? Talk to me. What did you guys do?
First day we went to Salem, Massachusetts for the Witch Fest over there. We got to see a bunch of people dressed up like witches. The kid and the baby made a new friend.
Oh, yeah?
His name was Colton, I think it was. The
Colton?
Kid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they kind of like wobbled their heads a little bit, and that was it.
Oh, he gets his eyesight now. He's like, "What the? Who the fuck is this guy?
Hey, who the fuck is this Jamook?"
Yeah, he doesn't know these people. He's still infatuated with the lights. He's like,
"We went." It's another. We went to an amusement park, and obviously there's all lights, you know. Kind of like what they do. And not an amusement park. It was like one of those fairs. And he's all wet. He saw the Ferris wheel. And he was just like, "Holy shit, man, look at this.
This is the greatest thing he's ever seen in the 2 months that he's here."
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right. So
wait until he sees wrestling.
Wait till he sees 4th of July. He's going to spaz out.
Pastor's in the house.
Pastor Sidell.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah, buddy.
Jesus!
So, anyway, so your trip was good.
It's fantastic.
Here's what I don't understand. There's one picture you guys posted, and the caption says, "Having a romantic evening." How could you have a romantic evening with a baby like that?
Well,
like I'd be so worried about him, I wouldn't be able to fixate myself on my date. You know what I'm saying?
He was asleep most of the time anyways. So, he just happened to wake up that one time.
When we saw the because picture. I was like, yo, how can you be romantic with a fucking, with an infant?
Dude, it was a really nice setting. This place has some, but I can't have clam chowder because I'm allergic to shellfish, but it has some rocking clam chowder at this place.
It's Massachusetts, bro. It's clam chowder.
Chowder.
Chowder. Yeah. Oh, my God. Packy car.
We got to go next time.
I've been. I'll go back.
We'll go.
I got family up on the South Shore, so I'm familiar with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
We're gonna go to Dorchester, Fall River,
Dorchester,
and New Bedford,
where
our buddy Mr. Chris Dickinson, the was it
the Dirty Daddy, Yeah, he's up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Chris Dickinson. He's doing. I think he's doing Beyond. I think he did Beyond last weekend. I can't keep up
with
those.
Is he doing Big Time?
I don't know
because they're out of
that's in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your trip was good?
It's fantastic.
All right.
Truly awe-inspiring.
All right, well, while you were fucking finagling out in Massachusetts, I was home trying to get my life in order. And I did the sports report with Will Morgan, and I did Termical Throwbacks with Will Morgan. Got a lot of Will Morgan last week.
By the way, what are your thoughts on Girardi, man?
On what?
On Girardi leaving.
I'm not a Yankee fan.
I know you're not, but
the guy's been there for 10 years. He won a ring. Apparently, he wasn't well liked by some of the players. This was a management ownership / decision. It was like, you know what? They just want to go in a different direction now. I was hoping the Mets didn't hire Mickey Callaway. I would have taken Girardi because he's a smart dude. But we got Mickey Callaway, which is not too bad. He's a pitching coach. He's a pitching guru, apparently. So he's going to fix the pitching staff. We'll see what happens. It's World Series is 2 games in, and it's been nothing but epic. I don't want baseball to end, sadly, in a couple of days.
It's going
to
end.
It's going to end, and I have a long winter ahead of me. But we shall overcome, Chops. We shall overcome.
It's insane, though. Like, we still have football going on, and then hockey and basketball.
And then baseball. And, yeah. This is the greatest month in sports. I've been telling you this since we're friends.
Yep.
There's nothing like it. It doesn't matter. Even if your teams are not good, there's always something going on.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
I find it funny, though, because I wish I could get back into hockey again. I haven't watched a hockey game since, like, the 90s.
What's preventing you?
I don't know. I think that I just can't get into it. I used to be a big Devils fan in the 90s.
Okay.
And then I just kind of fell off. And then I saw the Devils win their last Stanley Cup back in 2003 against the Ducks. And then that was it. And I just stopped. I don't know why. And it's been the same thing with NBA. The NBA, I just stopped watching after 2003. That's the last time it was. I think the Nets went to the playoffs with the NBA Finals with the Spurs.
Right.
And that's when Jason Kidd was a superstar. And now, what is he now?
He's coach of the Bucks.
Exactly. Coach of the Bucks, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really haven't been watching. I know that LeBron is like the Michael Jordan of today. That's all I know.
It's a different game. Like I could tell you from being a hardcore fan,
mm-hmm.
It's a different game. So you might not appreciate it like you did in the '90s.
Oh, dude, my guys were Patrick Ewing, Magic Johnson.
Not even I'm not talking about the players, but the gameplay itself.
The game, it's changed a lot. I know
drastically.
It's different. It would piss me off if I started watching it. Apparently, that's what people tell me.
Well, yeah, but you'd still have to see it. You know, and I don't know. You'd be the judge. I don't want to discourage you.
Listen, I saw a game one time, actually. I lied. It wasn't last time. I think it was 2014. And it was LeBron. He was either my man traveled legitimately. And I was like, "Bro, I looked at the TV. I was like, "Ref, where's the fucking call, dude?" Nothing. They let it go, bro. I was like, "What the fuck is going on here, man?"
You can't hand check anymore either. Like, you can't hand check. You can't play defense. You can't, if you line up a certain way, ask your brother. He plays the video game. When you play the video game and you line up a certain way defensively, they blow a whistle on you.
No way.
They even do it in the video game. I can't even ask your brother. He'll tell you. Your brother has the newest version, right?
Yeah, he does. He has a 2K. I got to ask him about it.
I have 16. It's the same thing. When you line up, if you line up a certain way, they blow the whistle.
Are you a football fan? I'm not talking about American football. I'm talking about like soccer.
I'm an English Premier fan.
I know that. Did you buy the FIFA game yet or no?
No. I don't have any time. Who else is in the chat room? Anybody in the chat room?
We got Boats. Boats in the house.
Boats.
Where's Nick the Dick? He better show up.
That guy. That mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah, we'll keep him around.
I texted Nick and you the other, like at 6 o'clock in the morning the other day.
Yeah.
Because I forget why I texted you, but Nick was like, "Yeah, my friend's still selling those tickets." I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm not. It's like crack prices. I can't."
Dude, it's like what you said. You said so. I pretty much have to like sell my my kidney just to get one.
Yeah.
Of that.
Yeah, and the seats are great, but I'm not paying fucking $500 for tickets.
No, I can't. Dude, it's just, you know what, Nick, we appreciate the thought, but I can't. We can't do it. I mean, I would love to go to the ECW arena to see the Horsemen.
You mean the convention that Feinstein's doing?
Yeah, I would love to meet the Horsemen, bro.
Yeah, see, I would pay. See, that's going to cost us at least $100.
That's not bad. It's better than $500.
Right? Yeah, but you get your picture taken with them and whatever.
Dude, all I care about is meeting Arn, bro. Arn,
I got Tully's autograph ready. But
I know that's dope.
But if I can get like an 8x10 with all of them, with Barry,
like this,
and,
yeah, with
the fingers up,
oh, dude, it'll be great.
Yeah, man.
And then have them record something for the show. Oh,
if we pay them, yes,
I will do it.
I don't care who it would be. I don't care if it's Flair, if it's Anderson, if it's JJ. I don't care if any of those guys.
We need to get Flair. If we get Flair to do it, oh my god, dude, that'd be money, dude.
Speaking of Flair, the 30-30 on ESPN is going to debut November 7th, I believe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, Undertaker was there for the premiere. You saw that?
I saw the picture.
He looks like American Badass Undertaker from 2001.
American Badass times 10.
Oof. Yeah.
He's old.
Guess who's in the house?
Who?
Shining Wizards Tony.
That guy.
Yeah! What's up, brother?
Ted DiBiase is going to be on the Wizards on Tuesday.
Oh my god, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I was talking to Tony last night on the way home.
I'm truly jealous. That's awesome.
So tune in to the Wizards on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, live on the rant, and then followed by the rant.
You know what was dope is when they got Ricky. You said, remember that picture they took of him, Ricky Jack and Steamboat back in the day?
Couple years ago? We were there for that. I was there for that.
That was dope.
Yeah. I got a picture with Ricky Steamboat in the airport. Me and Bowman.
You know which was really cool? Is when you got that picture with Taz.
Yeah.
That was fucking dope.
Yeah, I got two.
That was dope.
I should do side by side because I have one of me when I was 500 pounds from Brooklyn.
Taz?
Yeah.
When his prime?
Right before he signed with the E.
Oof.
He did some kind of autograph signing at a...
Should tag him on Twitter with that.
I have. He doesn't really... He's weird on social media. Like he'll reply once in a while. He'll retweet what you then like he'll just blow you off. Like I don't know what his problem is.
You know, but you know who's really responsive on Twitter is to me at least it's Hardcore Holly.
Yeah,
and Shane Douglas.
Yeah,
they respond, dude. I love those two guys. Shane Douglas, first off, my favorite ECW champion, as it's all been documented on the show already.
Yeah,
but yeah, I would love to meet The Horseman, bro. That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah. We might have to make that happen.
Oh, I have to go.
It could be a day trip, dude. We're only like 70 miles from Philly.
Yeah, and on top of that, I've never been to the ECW Arena.
Well, don't be discouraged. It's not what it looks like from the 90s.
It doesn't matter. I still would like to go just to just for the history.
Yeah, of course. You should be there.
Oh, my God, dude.
Maybe the Midnight Jury will be around. We can hook up with those guys, too.
Ooh. I thought Mike moved.
Mike didn't move. He's still down there.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't tell me. He didn't give me the schematics, but I've been talking to Mike back and forth on the phone. They're doing some equipment stuff, so he was, you know, asking me some of my opinions or whatever. But yeah, Mike, I told Mike if we go down there, we're gonna hook up, and then we'll go bother Surfer too.
Awesome.
Yeah, Surfer's.
Oh, that's right. Surfer is in Philly.
Surfer's down there too.
Yeah,
we'll have to wheel him out.
Wow.
All right. So here's the format for today. I got to be done at least between 10:30 and 11 because I'm going to a costume party tonight.
Ooh, what are you dressing up as? Tell.
Should I tell you or should I just surprise you when we're done?
No, I want the listeners to.
You want the listeners to?
Yeah.
All right. So wifey and I are going as Milli Vanilli. and I'm going to be the dead one.
You going to be the German one?
They're both German, you fuck.
No, the other one was Jamaican, wasn't he?
Legit? No, they're both German.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm going to be the dead one, Rob.
You're going to be the white one.
The whiter one.
The white, the lighter one. Ring that bell.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Okay, terrific.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You getting text?
My wifey's trying to get me dinner again. Take advantage of it.
Eat the fucking pizza, man.
I did.
Eat more.
I will. And I'm going to have dinner again. I'm starving. All right. I haven't eaten since like 12 o'clock.
I saved a half a pie for you.
God bless you. You know how I am. I eat like 5 slices, no problem.
I'm not worried about it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mikey wanted pepperoni.
That's good.
So he had a couple slices before he left.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, he's all right.
I love the hammer.
Yeah, he's all right. We'll keep him around. He's very excited about his video games.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing on the game, by the way?
He's off the chain. He wants to do a YouTube channel. So I told him, if he fucking starts being a little more responsible, we'll do it, you know?
Harry just asked, what's Milli Vanilli?
Oh, man.
Look it up on YouTube, brother.
Yeah, Harry, look it up on YouTube.
Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. Yeah! That's crazy. I would know that.
Yeah, so we would practice. We were playing the videos on YouTube the other night on the Roku. So mm-hmm. We practice our dance moves at the party.
Oh man, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm too fucking tired, dude. I got a party tonight, and then when I got to play Strat tomorrow, and when she comes home from school, we got another party to go to. There's two more parties. I'm like, yo, this is like a big deal. Halloween's a big deal for the Raya family. We dress up. We go to parties. Give candy out to the kids, like it's a big deal.
I love Halloween.
If Halloween was on a Tuesday this year, I'd be taking off. But
yeah, why? Like, Halloween's been landing on some shitty fucking days, man.
It was on Friday, like 2 years ago. So, you know,
was it Tony just had throwback karaoke? Turnbuckle throwback karaoke.
Yeah, I played back. I was playing some old episodes, and Mega Powers was supposed to get involved. We have the setup right now. We have the two screens now.
Oh, yeah.
I just need some, like, karaoke software. I have the music. We're going to do, like, throwback karaoke one night with the Unsilent Majority. So.
Oh, she's excellent. They had the karaoke. I tell you right now, you two together? Forget it.
Oh, yeah. We got drunk one night. I recorded her. She doesn't know I recorded her, though. And I have it. I'm going to fucking mix it and play it on a year one day of her shit-faced singing fucking Hall & Oates. It's awesome.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I gotta see that.
We went as Hall & Oates for Halloween a few years ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I gotta see this.
We have pictures of that. It's online. It's on the Foch book. But yeah, and you know what? My friend goes all out. Her friend goes all out for her house. She's like, they haunt the house out and everything. And a lot of heads come over. And I'm like, they have a fucking costume contest. We would win like every single year. One year I went as Bizarro.
You went in as Bizarro?
Yeah.
No.
I went, had the backwards suit. I painted my face. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I should win a fucking prize for this, man. Last year I went as a fat luchador, you know, like Nacho Libre style.
Nacho Libre.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So,
oh man, that's some crazy stuff. By the way, I was looking at videos online of the game. Not change subjects, but Larry Zbyszko looks fantastic in the game.
The game. I thought you meant the Triple H.
No,
I thought you meant Triple H twerking with the New Day.
Oh, good God. That was terrible. Ugh. Ruined his whole reputation with that one.
I'm the game.
And he's old.
I like to do the twerk.
And take it up the asshole.
In the balloon knot.
Was it The Rock or Mick Foley who started that?
I think it was, that was definitely The Rock.
It was definitely The Rock, right?
Yeah. You know who does a good Triple H too?
Who?
Mish from West Wrestling Soup.
He does?
Oh my God. It's so funny. Next time you talk to Mish, ask him to do it for you.
Speaking of which, you know, I actually I texted Joey Numbers.
Oh, yeah?
And I was asking for some recommendations on restaurants in Boston.
Oh.
And he gave me some good shit, dude.
Of course he did. He's a Boston boy.
Such a nice guy. Thank you again. If you listen to this, thank you, Joey.
Yeah, that was really nice. Joey Numbers, Wrestling Soup every Thursday.
God bless him.
Oh, Wrestling Soup, they're good people, man. They always support us, too.
Yeah.
So God bless him. So,
anything happened today this week?
I mean, there was the invasion angle was pretty fucking great. Did you see it at all? No, you didn't see it.
Nah, I saw that.
Oh, I thought it was fucking hysterical.
Ugh.
I was watching it on Hulu today. I was laughing my ass off.
That shit sucked.
I don't know. I like the invasion shit.
No, I don't want to see a SmackDown invasion. I don't want to see that. Can we just finally get the Bullet Club? Pull the trigger on the Bullet Club and fucking...
No, you'll never get the Bullet Club.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying, dude.
But you're getting SmackDown versus Raw, which is not terrible. First of all, every championship is involved in Survivor Series this year.
But they're not being defended.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, I want to see Jinder Mahal take a beating.
But do you think he's going to lose? I don't think he's going to lose.
The Miz versus Baron Corbin, and you know... Listen, Baron Corbin's getting carried in this match, and I think he's going to do a good job. There's a lot of good matches, man. Even the chicks are going to... Natalya's fighting Bliss.
Tony just said Brand Supremacy needs to get AIDS. Thank you, Choppy.
Who needs to get AIDS?
The Brand Supremacy storyline. It's stupid. It really is.
Hashtag under siege.
Ugh. Can we get rid of Shane McMahon off TV? I'm done with Shane.
Yeah, he's getting a little boring.
Yeah, I was right. Tony thinks it's the same thing. Jinder My Balls is going to go over Brock Lesnar. Guarantee it.
Can you imagine that?
He's going to... Dude, if he beats Brock Lesnar, he goes over like $1 million.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not... I don't know if
You're not feeling it?
I'm not... I am going to... You know what I am going to like? The Shield versus the Usos. That's going to be amazing.
And the fact that I'm smoking a turkey that day.
Ooh, you are.
I'm going to try to.
Nice.
So everybody's going to be over that day. But it's going to be a good weekend.
Yes.
It's wifey's birthday that weekend. We're going to have cake. It's going to be good times.
Cake eaters, huh?
Oh, that's your people.
No,
that ain't my people.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're going to be eating cake, so.
Yeah, but I'm not a cake eater, per se.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm an eater of cake.
I'm sorry. You're going to be the eater of cakes.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Jeez. Good. Such language. It's the F word. My goodness. Did you see Jinder's got milky nipples? Nah, he ain't on anything.
My kid, you know what my kid said today?
What's that?
We were watching the Raw Rewind, and he goes, yo, Paul Heyman and Brock have boobs. He says,
well, first off, Heyman is in his 50s, and Brock just turned 40, so yeah, there you go.
My tits aren't that big, and I'm over 40.
Well, so, you're not over 40.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I don't look it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm over 40.
I still, you know, I'm still shocked that you... And Tony are over 40. It's amazing to me.
He's way better looking than me, though.
Dude. It's not about looks.
Oh,
it's just,
dude, he can get away with it. Like, he gets away with the fucking looks. He's way better looking.
Well, he just said, hello, Frisco.
Hello. How'd you like the chicken and the noodles?
Oh, man. What does it say? Boat just said, you're choking a turkey's chicken? Sorry, smoking means something different up here.
No, I'm going to... Put that chicken, that turkey in a big smoker with a dry rub. Yeah, man.
Yum yums.
Yeah. It's going to be dope.
It's going to be great.
And then you and I are going away for Thanksgiving.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
It's going to be dope. What other wrestling news?
I think it's official. I think it hasn't been announced, but I think it's official that Neville is officially out of the WWE.
Who cares?
I like Neville.
I love Neville, but if he's going to be a dick, and Nia Jax apparently was
she is a, hers is just leave of absence is what's going on
with a recommendation from The Rock allegedly.
Well, I don't know about that. Whatever. I just think she just was just mad at her position. Let's be realistic. She's not the greatest fucking wrestler in the world. Obviously not. And the fact that she said that she had to lose to Sasha again, I mean, I think we all know she's lost multiple times to Sasha, and who cares at this point, you know? But I mean, I think she's mad because she's not getting her way. She's not getting an opportunity to be, you know, a champion. So who cares? But you're not great in the ring. I'm sorry.
I'm indifferent because I thought she got bumped up way too fast. I think they bumped up because of her size. And I thought she'd be like that wrecking machine.
Yeah.
Like the female.
Like Karma.
Like Karma, yeah. It just didn't come to fruition.
Not at all, dude. I think it's been a flop. Yeah. I feel bad for her, though.
No, I feel bad for her, too. But you know, she's got a look to her.
But you know what it is, though? It's not. She can't be a monster heel when she looks pretty. She's too pretty, dude, to be a monster heel. She looks great. She's not an ugly girl at all.
She's got a nice face to her.
She has a beautiful face. She's not ugly.
No, she's
not. So for her to be pushed as a monster heel doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
They were banking on her size, dude. That was the whole point.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and then that music didn't do her justice either.
No, that music's terrible.
That music's you know what? Maybe if she walks away, I'm playing devil's advocate now. Obviously, for the sake of the show. You know, maybe if she walks away, they repackage her.
That's a good idea.
Give her a new fucking outfit. Give her some badass music. Let her break some faces. And maybe, just maybe, because now you have Asuka in the fold too. So maybe, just maybe, that might work. Maybe she just needs to walk away and, you know, de-stress and whatever. But
Tony said, stop with the pretty garbage. She's Andre with a tan. Oh, that's terrible. Wow.
Tony's on fire tonight.
You know what it is? I agree with you. If they repackage her like your boys, the Bludgeon Brothers,
they did another promo on Thursday.
Yeah, you saw that, didn't Tuesday, you? Yeah. Oh man, you're getting ready for that tag team.
I like goons, man. That's all. And speaking of goons,
yeah. When are your goons gonna debut on the main roster?
Forget about that. You see Paul Heyman? Paul Ellering on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh my god, dude, he's like,
he's great
with all these cryptic messages.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be so dope.
Dude, when they debut, you know who I want to see? I want to see, first off, I don't want to see them on Raw. They have to go to SmackDown, those two. Those two big goons of yours, they have to go to SmackDown. Because I want to see the Usos and those two go at it, bro.
Well, SmackDown has a better tag
team right now. Oh, my God, dude, do they ever. And not to say that, I like Dean and Seth. I love The Bar. By the way, I want to get The Bar's t-shirt.
The who?
The Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Cesaro and Sheamus. I love that tag team, by the way. I think they're very underrated as a team. I think they need to get more respect from the fans because they're very good as a team.
They grew on me, I can tell you that. At first, they were just thrown together. It was like, whatever.
They grew on you like a pew, so, yeah.
Yeah, like fungus.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Send Nia to SmackDown.
You could.
SmackDown doesn't have a stellar women's division right now.
No. I just want them to repackage. If they're going to use her properly, they should just fucking repackage her and that's it. Mm. Did you watch TLC?
I saw parts of it. I wasn't impressed.
No?
I thought AJ and Finn was going to be a bit better, and it was okay.
I thought it was okay.
It wasn't
It wasn't spectacular. No.
It was not.
No. No.
It's a shame.
No, but this, the Shield.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And I figured, I didn't know what to expect from Kurt Angle.
I mean, Kurt Angle's what? Almost 50?
Yeah.
And it was so goofy for him to come out in that, in the Shield attire.
Well, I thought it was goofy that he needed to take a fucking 20-minute break and then come.
Ring that bell.
But it was better than what I expected.
Yes,
the card itself. It took me 2 days to watch it because I was fucking. I wasn't home that night, and I had to come home and watched the main event. And then I watched, as I was texting you and Nick German on Wednesday, I was watching it on my phone on the way to work.
Okay.
So I was just catching up.
Let's tell you something. I had a better time watching our throwback than I did watching that TLC pay-per-view.
That obviously.
That throwback was really good. But anyways, I thought NXT was really good. Did you see NXT?
Today.
It was good. It was good.
What's up with the girls? They're going to have like a fucking...
They're going to have a fatal four-way. I think right now the main girls are Liz Morgan.
Yeah.
Peyton Royce, and then the new girl, the Japanese girl. What's her name?
Yeah, I know who you mean. Nikki Cross, too.
And Nikki Cross is in it?
They had the Battle Royal.
Didn't she won.
The,
so
she won. The Battle Royal,
okay, so
yeah.
Now that's the four people right there.
Yeah, yeah.
God, what's the Japanese girl's name? God damn, I forgot her name.
It doesn't matter.
She's okay.
Yeah.
But that's going to be... I think Nikki Cross should get the strap.
Yeah, I agree.
She's really good in the ring.
Yeah.
What else? What do you think of the whole Roddy Strong and Undisputed Era mix? Do you think he's going to join?
Probably. He'd be smart if he did. I mean, because at this point, you know Adam Cole's getting the belt.
Of course. But you know what it is, though? I want a secondary title for the men's division.
You keep saying that. They're not going
to
do it.
They need to.
Well, then they need to fucking write these guys in better, then. Because it makes no sense for them to have a singles title if you're only going to push fucking three guys. You see what I'm saying?
But
like, you got Black, you got fucking Velveteen Dream, you got Roddy, you got, well, now Oney Loken's teaming up with that other dude that I like.
Oh, Danny Burch.
Then now they're a tag team.
Yeah, dude, they're fantastic.
I told you.
They're fantastic.
I told you.
I think, but the guy, Lars,
yeah.
Yeah. Or Anderson and Sullivan, whatever his name is, but... I wasn't big on this guy, but his match with Oney Lorcan a couple weeks ago was fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Oney Lorcan needs to be called up right away because he's so good in the ring. I don't know how his mic skills are, but I know his in-ring ability, he's fantastic. I think he was great as Biff Busick as well.
Yeah, he was very good as Biff Busick.
Oh, my God.
Drew Gulak's fucking PowerPoint is fantastic.
That's hilarious. That? Yes. Oh my God. So funny. What about when he was on Raw, when he was trying to imitate Enzo's words, but in his own vernacular?
Yeah.
And so funny. Drew Gulak was on fire.
Look at Enzo getting the belt back.
Well, are you shocked?
No. I'm just
saying. I think
it's
great.
Yeah.
Fuck Kalisto.
It makes for good television.
Thank you. Both says TV title on NXT.
Again, I have no problem with a secondary title, but when you're pushing fucking three guys, it makes no sense to have a secondary title when you're not pushing more than three or four guys in a roster, singles guys. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. But you then push more guys. Then do a two-hour show, because you're not going to do it in an hour. This ain't fucking Georgia.
But, well, they could probably pull it off. They're trying to pull it off like
Georgia.
Sure,
they can pull it off if they push more than fucking three guys.
Okay, who are they pushing right now? Drew McIntyre.
He's the champ.
Adam Cole. And Cien Almas.
Yeah.
Who else? You got Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream.
That's five.
Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly are tag
team. They're tag team.
That doesn't count. Roddy. That's six.
Six.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, six guys.
You have to reach, though. You're reaching. Right now, after six, you're reaching. That's my point.
Cassius Ohno. He might get the strap one day. Maybe he's just there just to train the guys. Who knows? I think he's just there just to elevate guys now. But
I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know.
And who's that other news? Yeah, you're right. Six or seven guys. That's
right.
It.
So, you know, a secondary title for an hour show for six guys.
How exciting would it be for a TV title?
I would love
15 minutes.
I would love a TV title. And you can only defend it on TV. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, there you go. It would be great.
But, yeah, no, I have no problem with it.
It would be terrific.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. They would push. If they push more dudes, then it would be better.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch a lot of wrestling. Apparently, if you have Amazon, there's USWA on there. According to Mega Powers. I didn't see it. I'm going to look it up probably tomorrow night when I get home from all the nonsense.
Okay.
But I watched SmackDown. I watched NXT. I watched the throwback this week. And that is it.
That's a lot of wrestling.
Well, yeah, for me anyway, it's a lot of wrestling because I don't fucking, you know.
Who has the time?
I don't have time, but thank you for Hulu because Hulu is condensed and I was...
Can somebody get this information out to WWE? Condense the show to an hour and a half, dude.
I've been saying this for years.
Fucking A, man.
I've been saying this for a minute, dude.
I can't take 3 hours, dude. I can't. There's only so much time in a day.
I understand that. That's why it takes me fucking... That's why back in the day it would take me fucking... Take me 3 days to watch. You know, I would watch it. I would start watching on a Wednesday. Thursday and then Friday would show up. When we had the show on Wednesdays, I would watch it on Tuesday, but it would just take me forever to watch.
Can you imagine? Like, remember when WCW was 3 hours?
Yeah, but it was. But they had 12 matches.
More like 15 to 20 matches sometimes. It was unreal how many matches.
It just depends on the night, but at least it was consistent.
No, all we have is segments. I don't want to see a segment. Give me a compelling storyline that makes sense. That's not going to be too convoluted for a 5-year-old, but not too stupid for an adult like myself and you or yourself. You know.
Yeah, well, if they catered to us, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So they're not. So, but the .com is catering to me. I got this fresh shirt for 40% off, and Michael got the new Seth Rollins shirt.
I finally got my Turnbuckle Throwbacks T-shirt. Came in the mail.
Look at you! Thanks for buying a shirt. Helps the show. Yeah, I was talking. You know what, guys? If you guys buy a shirt in the next between now and year's end, and you post it on our social media pages, whether it be we have a Facebook now. I mean, we have a Twitter
and an Instagram.
We have Instagram.
Thank you, Mega Powers.
Yeah, thank you, Mega Powers. So we have Instagram now. If you send your picture to any of these social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, then take a picture with the shirt, and we will send you a prize. I have to clean my room anyway, so I have some stuff to give away. Not that stuff, but I have stuff to give away. I'm not giving away my bobbleheads. But I have some signed figures. I have some wrestling-related crap that I can give away.
That Taz figure's catching my eye right now.
Yeah, no one's getting that. I got that in 1997. So,
damn it.
And he still looks good.
I want my Shane Douglas figure back. I think I might get that. I might rebuy that all over again.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah, I want Rob Van Dam. Michael took my Rob Van Dam, and now he has no ponytail. He used them so much, you know. The ECW Rob Van Dam.
Oh, you had that one.
I had that one with the white singlet.
You know what I just remembered that just popped in my head? I had Sabu and New Jack.
Did you?
Oh, New, that was great, man.
There was an old school toy store in Brooklyn called Red's, and that was the only place that had the ECW figures. In that part of Brooklyn. I was living in South Brooklyn at the time. It was like 1999.
You know where I was finding my ECW figures? KB Toys.
KB Toys was overpriced, but they always carried the obscure stuff.
Yes.
They always carried obscure stuff. So.
I miss that store.
Yeah, well, all those stores are going to fall to the wayside because they overcharge the kids. Because
all you got to do is go to Target or to Walmart.
Or fucking Amazon. And get, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, yeah. Walmart's the best, too.
Wally World is the shit, dude.
Wally World is a fine establishment. Just don't go the first of the month to Bayonne.
That's for damn sure because that's food stamp month or food stamp week, whatever.
I didn't want to say it, Choppy, but
I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up.
I don't give a shit if you get your food stamps. But you want to know something? Fuck you for going the first of the month, man. Ruins my experience.
All right, well, speaking of fuck you.
That's right.
I think it's around that time.
Yes, please.
Let's get Choppy's music going here. No, that's not Choppy's music. Hold on. I got your music today. All right, let's see. Get my effects up.
And now, here is the Fuck You Wrestler of the Week. And here's your host, Choppy.
And my Fuck You Wrestler of the Week is none other than the big red retard himself, Kane. And you want to know why he is the new one for this week? Why? Why did you come back? You're 50 fucking years old, goddammit. Why? First off, you have no hair. Your wig is sewn onto the fucking mask. You're out of shape. Fuck you, Kane. Fuck you for attacking Finn Balor. Fuck you for putting my boy Braun Strowman in the fucking garbage can or the garbage truck. You know what? You shouldn't even be mayor because you were trying. That was attempted murder, motherfucker.
Fuck so
you-
it.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck it.
Fuck Kane. That's my fuck you rest of the week, you piece of shit.
Okay, terrific.
Put that cigarette out.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Then fuck is us.
Make him humble.
And that was the fuck you rest of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network. Go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com for new programming, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Gino Gatz is on it now, and we have Radioactive Metal replacing Neckbreaker after November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play their spot in a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My man.
Your man's on tonight.
Yeah.
With his fucking Slim Jim gear.
Dude, he was on point with that Slim Jim gear.
Yo, Liz was on point, bro.
Yo, was it just me? Did she look nice that
dude, she had her fake titties and she had the leather skirt.
Oh, dude. I wish they had leaked cell phone photos of her, man. She was so hot. She was ripping hot.
Okay, terrific.
I'm sorry. I don't know about you, but with Liz, as she got older, she's like a nice bottle of fine wine.
Will you stop?
You gotta let it age, and it tastes better that way.
You sick freak!
You know who looked like shit was fucking.
Save it for the throwback. Do we have any other wrestling news?
No, sir.
No. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight in the chat room and everybody listening in on the TuneIn and on the .com. Choppy's in studio, but we're back.
Yeah.
The banner is up.
The banner's fantastic.
The banner's fantastic. Thank you again to Wifey.
The people in the chat room are fantastic.
Choppy's Wifey designed that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll keep her around.
We'll keep her around, he says. All right, we're the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on rantemradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Oh, yeah, welcome to my world, where every night is Halloween. No, wait, out, WCW show, rest in peace. Step to the madness.
Slim Jim presents WCW's Halloween Havoc. Sunday, October 26th, live and only on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite company to order now.
We're back.
We are back.
That's the theme song for the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also the theme song for one of the video games, too, I think, the
N64. WCW NWO Revenge. Probably the greatest wrestling game ever created.
We're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Phil and Choppy live in a rant.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, Boats wants to know how come nobody mentioned Antoine Fats Domino. I posted that immediately after
the
passed.
Who the fuck is Fats Domino?
Easy millennial. One of the pioneers of fucking rock and roll.
Who?
Blueberry Hill.
Who?
Let Me Walk You Home.
Who?
Ain't That a Shame?
Let me wipe my ass with that one.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I posted that shit almost.
You did. He was 89, I believe.
Yeah, he lived a good life.
Yeah, he was long. It was way over.
Antoine Fats Domino.
Who was the dude? Another guy passed away, an actor too, a black dude. I forgot his name, but he's if
Robert Guillaume passed away.
Yeah,
Benson.
Dude, I was shocked. I was like, what?
I was shocked he was that old. And here's a fun fact that I forgot to tell wifey when she was here. That he slept with Rue McClanahan.
No way.
They had a one-night stand. She had it in her book.
What?
Yeah, Herm Benson got it on.
I caught that, Phil. I meant on the show. So thank you, sir, for real. You got no respect chops. I'm joking.
Okay, terrific.
No, man.
Oh, dude.
Are you ready?
Hell fuck yeah, I am. Let's do it.
And now, here is your Throwback of the Week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun watching this.
Dude. It was a fantastic pay-per-view. I love this pay-per-view.
I had fun watching this.
Oh, my God. Like, everything was good on it.
Kicking it back to October 20... I believe it's 6, 19...
Was 97?
Yeah, 97. Let me see here. Hold on one second. Yeah. Slim Jim presents Halloween Havoc.
Snap into it!
Yeah, I really enjoyed this, dude.
It was good. It was fantastic. What I loved about this pay-per-view was the entrance. The entrance was fantastic.
That dude, that ghost-looking thing?
Yeah!
And it had that for a couple of years after that.
I know! It was good!
Yeah, it was dope. I enjoyed that a
lot. I think WCW was pretty good on the entrance ramps and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bash at the Beach was pretty good, too.
Yep. So was Starcade.
Starcade, yep.
Yep. We'll be doing Starcade 97 this year for the Christmas show. That's going to be a shit show. All the regulars are being here. I thought I saw V-Dog in there from post-match. What's up, V-Dog?
Yeah, he's on here. Hey, what's up, dude?
Thank you for checking in on the West Coast. West Side.
Really?
Yeah, West Side.
More like East Side.
No, he's from Cali.
So what?
No, he's... Never mind.
East Side, West Side, I don't know. I'm East Side, I don't care.
All right. All right, Tupac. Right?
I'm joking.
You fucking putz. All right, your first match?
Yuji Nagata versus the Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah, so now Dragon had some heat with Sonny Ono.
Correct.
So he brings out fucking the D'Lo Brown of Japan, Yuji Nagata, with the riot gear, with the SWAT gear.
Yuji Nagata? I can't believe Mike Tenay even mentioned this. They were wrestling, right? Mike Tenay says, you know, whoever wins this match is a likely contender to be the next in line for the Cruiserweight title shot. And I'm like, what? Yuji Nagata is not 220 pounds. My man was like 240 in this match.
Yeah, they went almost 10 minutes. And we sang his praises last week and 2 weeks ago, Yuji Nagata.
I know.
And the Dragon's no joke.
I love the Dragon.
I got called out, though, when I mentioned that when we mentioned Bubba had a move named after him, not every wrestler that had a move named after him was a good wrestler. I just mentioned what I should have said was most of the good wrestlers, if they got a move named after them, then it was a good day. But when you get called out on this shit, and I thought about it after I said it. I'm like, I'm gonna get called out on it, but shit. But that was a good match.
It was. Could it have gone a little bit longer? What do you think?
It went almost 10 minutes. For an opening match, I mean, if it was a cruiserweight match that opened up, it would have went a little more, but it didn't. So.
What about the following match?
You know what? I forgot that Gato was in WCW. I totally forgot.
This is the match where Jericho almost broke his fucking neck on that Hurricane Rana, dude.
Yes.
But he mentioned this in the book. He did. Yeah.
When I played it back, I'm like, that's the fucking book spot he spoke of.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. He landed right on his face, bro. I couldn't believe it.
And Gato with the Buddhist monk suit on he's wearing. What the fuck was that all about, Gato?
I don't know, dude.
Gato turned. He came a long way. Now he's he's Okada's fucking lackey. But yeah. He's a hype man. He's the hype bro.
Yo, he lost so much weight though.
Yeah, no. Jado and Gato were a tag team for a long time.
Correct.
So. He was an established wrestler before he became an advocate for Kujika Okada.
Correct.
But Gato held his own against Chris Jericho.
Yes, he did. It was a very stiff match.
Well, again, strong
style.
Right, and Jericho is, a product of that fucking, of all that crap. He wrestled in War, he wrestled in, New Japan.
Yep.
Wrestled in Mexico, so, Chris Jericho is a well-rounded guy. He could take a stiff... Fucking beat.
Dude, it was a good match. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that went almost 7.5 minutes.
I think should have went longer, this match. I don't know why. Maybe because he got hurt on that Hurricane Rock.
Well, that and the fact that they gave Gato a bit of a rub. Like, for him to go that long with Jericho, like, Gato wasn't a main player in WCW. He was on loan.
And I heard Gato was really upset with Jericho in this match. Because he wanted to win. He was supposed to win. And Jericho said, no, I'm going to win.
Yeah. What's going on in the chat room?
V-Dog said, "Post that is a trip about Gato."
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So he's wearing this fucking Buddhist monk fucking,
Leave Gato alone.
No, yeah, I like Gato. I do like Gato a lot.
Give him a pass. Give him a pass.
No, I enjoy his work a lot, and I do like him as the hype man.
He's good.
So, the next match, Title versus Mask, was fucking phenomenal.
Oh. This match was so fucking good. I remember every spot of this match, even before I watched it, because it just sticks out to me so much, this match.
Ray Ray against Eddie Guerrero, and Eddie Guerrero was the champ.
And he looked in phenomenal shape.
He was jacked.
I don't even think he looked like a cruiserweight, bro.
Yeah, but Ray Ray was... Ray Ray had the best... So, first of all, I know he switched up a little bit when he went to the E.
Yeah.
When he wore the pants.
Mm-hmm.
But his suits...
The Phantom? Oh, the Phantom was...
All his suits were dope, though.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm not saying he didn't dress up good in WWE, because he was good as The Flash and those other...
Yeah.
But in WCW, he had some fucking amazing... His ring gear was amazing.
I mean, I think that when he... Like, this pay-per-view, he was dressed up like The Phantom.
from the comic books, which he looked fantastic.
Which resembled that the face on the Halloween Havoc.
Yes, correct.
So, get into this match a little bit.
So, pretty much, if you remember this, it was just Eddie Guerrero was just pretty much dominating throughout most of the beginning of the match. And one of my favorite spots was the power bomb that Eddie did. He looked like he almost broke Mysterio's neck in this fucking in that spot.
Well, Mysterio was a bump machine.
Anyway. Oh my god, dude, he was like what? It's like he did a better bomb than fucking Batista in this one. I tell you right now.
Yeah, man.
Oof, my goodness. And then the spot where at the end of the match with the Splash Mountain spot.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to hit the Splash Mountain. I forgot he didn't, and it was actually a Hurricane Rana. It was off the top. Yeah, it was fantastic. My God, this match was so good.
13 minutes, 51 seconds. Ray wins the title.
Can I ask you a question about this
match? Sure.
Is this, this match, to me, was iconic for whatever. I don't know what it was. Was it that one of those matches where you're like, it's like a match that you'll never forget?
No, you'll never forget. And if I had to rank a Rey Mysterio match.
Yeah.
Or an Eddie Guerrero match, this would be in my top 10.
Exactly.
This one, Eddie's match with Brock, Eddie's match with Art Barr in Where Worlds Collide.
Yes.
Eddie and Ray when they fought for Dominic.
Yep.
So was that SummerSlam?
Yes, the ladder match.
Eddie and Benoit, Eddie and fucking Dean, Dean and Ray, Ray Psychosis.
Let me ask you something. Does this match, what I mean by iconic now, does it match up to, say, for example, to me, I remember everything about this match. Now, I remember Chi-Town with Rick and Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair. That match, I know that match to a T.
89.
And then I also know, obviously, Savage and Ricky Steamboat at WrestleMania 3. Do you think it stands up to the time, is it one of those iconic matches that you'll never forget? Would you say it's one of the top matches of the 90s?
Of the 90s? Yes.
Because to me, Bret Hart and Stone Cold stick out in the 90s. This match sticks out in the 90s for me as well. This match was so fucking good, I never forgot this match.
The early 90s and the late 90s came correct.
Yes.
Between WCW, NWA, and then WWF. And then towards the end, you had this, and then you had, what was going on in E.
Correct.
So, that's a fair assessment.
It was so good.
All right. Do we care about Alex Wright?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're an Alex Wright guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look at this wrestling clinic with Mongo and Alex Wright.
He said wrestling clinic. So, yeah, so there's some marital beef between Deborah and Mongo, and in real life, actually, too.
By the way, what the fuck was little Nate doing?
Charles Robinson?
Yeah, what the fuck was he doing?
I don't know.
Dude, he saw Goldberg three times behind his back.
You know what? I think when you play it back, it looks like he wanted to, make sure he was not in the way.
Yeah, I know that, but still.
But he gave it away. I mean, that was a very obvious spot.
That was terrible.
Yes, it was.
Terrible. And you know what? It just shows how much Greenberg was really green in this fucking match at this time period. He was terrible, dude.
Yeah, Goldberg was he looked menacing though.
He did. He was like, "This is what I come for, a Super Bowl ring? Really? Come on, dude. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Fucking hate Mongo."
No, Mongo had a really good tombstone pile driver.
Oh, again with the tombstone.
Better than the Undertaker's. Fuck the Undertaker. that's right. He called it the spike. He didn't even call it the tombstone. I think he called it the spike pile driver or something. Since everyone will eventually get into the WWE Hall of Fame, let's guess when both of these guys will get in. Who's first and what are their dates?
# no one cares.
No one cares, dude. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. No one cares.
Alex Wright. I mean, we have Alex Wright in Raw on Raw right now. His name is Finn Balor. I'm joking.
Come on.
I'm joking.
Come on.
Oh man.
Minkia.
You know your boy Kevin Castle calls him the Alex Wright of Monday Night Raw. He
most certainly does. Kevin, you're fucking.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I disagree though.
V-Dog says they shouldn't induct Nails into the Hall of Fame.
Oh. Is he dead?
No, he's alive, isn't he?
I don't know.
He's your favorite wrestler of all time. What are you talking about?
Is he?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for reminding me. Forgot. Jeez.
Terrific. You're such a great mark, aren't you?
Yeah, this went way too long, too.
Way too long? You want to talk about what was way too long? Was Disco Inferno versus Jacqueline?
That went almost 10 minutes.
That was way too long for what they were doing.
Yeah. I mean, I know she takes on men, but this was a little bit out of touch.
Dude, what about that DDT she hit on the Disco
Inferno? No. I'm telling you, Jackie, and I said this on a couple of shows, that Jackie can go.
Oh my God, dude. What a sick DDT she hit on Disco Inferno.
And I'm a Disco Inferno guy.
I hated the Disco Inferno.
I loved it.
Fuck him.
Dude, I went to a Nitro in Philly.
Oh no. Good God.
He came out with a fucking Ranger jersey.
Oh God.
And he almost incited a riot. I fucking popped so hard for that, man. I popped so hard.
Ugh. Oh, I was just saying, Nails and Nathan Jones are in the same class.
Oh my God, Nathan Jones. Oh, he went there. Oof.
He was the absolute drizzling shits.
I'm going to drink two more of these fucking ciders to forget about that name. Oh my God. That's awful.
Ugh, good God.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
I don't know. What? Jesus, help you.
Please.
What's next?
U.S. title match. Ric Flair versus Curt Hennig.
This was good. This was very good.
You got to give it to Flair, man.
At 40, was it 48 years old?
Yeah, dude. He was like maniacal. And he played it so... And, you know, listen. Even an out-of-shape Curt Hennig... is a good Curt Hennig.
He was out of shape in this match.
Yes, he was. But him and Flair had a nice chemistry. And Flair was... He played the role so well as the angry, like, you know, he was fit to be tied. He was going to get his hand... I haven't seen Flair this mad since Terry Funk turned on him.
I remember.
And jacked him up and fucking pile drove him.
Yep.
And he told Jim Herd, I want to come back and I'm going past the top 10 and I want to fight fucking... I want Terry Funk at the... At the Great American Bash.
Yep.
And Jim Herr was like, okay. Ric Flair was like, I'm back 100%. And it was like, it was that kind of angry. He was very, very mad. Flair was pissed.
I'm not a big fan of babyface Flair, but I'll tell you right now, he was fucking awesome in this match.
I didn't care at this point who was the face or not. It was just a thing where he had a beef. And these guys, he turned on the horseman. You don't fucking turn on the horseman. The horseman turned on you.
You don't turn on the horseman.
You don't turn on the horseman. So he turned on the horseman.
Oh, are we going to have this debate now? Was Kurt Hennig?
Really? He was. Unfortunately, he was. So was Paul Roma. So was fucking Awful Mongo. These guys were horsemen. Yeah, Brian Pillman was a horseman.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, that I know. But Curt Hennig only lasted a month.
He was a horse. He took the spot. Not a liver spot. Not a dog spot. But his spot. On spot. He gave him his spot.
Okay.
I'm telling you what I saw.
Then Jeff Jarrett was a fucking horseman.
He was, unfortunately. I can't. It's like when Dio replaced Ozzy in Black Sabbath, as much as I wanted to not recognize them as Black Sabbath, guess what? They were fucking Black Sabbath. It wasn't Ozzy, but it was, and I love Dio, but it was Black Sabbath.
Dear God.
At this time, it was
a revolving door of members, dude.
It's like the Filipino guy that's in fucking Journey. He sounds just
he's
like,
good though. He's good.
But doesn't like well, some of those guys were good too. But you don't see them as horseman material, but they were good in the ring. Like I can't see Perfect as a horseman, really. Like he was a loner. Dottie, he was a rebel. You know, he was a fucking
But he wasn't I don't think he was NWO material either.
No, he wasn't, but they needed to fucking turn him because of the nonsense.
Anyways, this match was fantastic, especially the spot where Flair puts the by the way. What the fuck was Curt Hennig doing with a Cruiserweight title and now with the United States title?
I don't think he meant to take that.
He took the Cruiserweight title out with him, and then Flair put it on his face and punched and kicked him right in the face with the belt.
Really, Flair didn't want the U.S. title. He just wanted to beat up Curt Hennig.
Dude, he just beat the shit out of him, dude.
Kurt wins the match. This goes almost 14 minutes.
It was good. I enjoyed the
fuck. It was his good match.
I enjoyed the fuck out of this match.
I enjoyed that a lot. And I actually enjoyed the next match, and I don't like Lex Luger. You know this.
I think that it was okay. It was a good match. I just feel like Scott Hall had to carry Luger in this match. I'm sorry. Luger is just not able to produce a good match at this point.
With Scott Hall, though?
Nah, Scott Hall carried him. Exactly. Yeah. It was an okay match. I like the fact I like the Larry Zbyszko dynamic in this match.
Yes.
I loved it. I thought it fit very well with the match.
I agree.
And
That just shows the greatness of Scott Hall, because Scott Hall's a smart motherfucker. He can make anything work, and it doesn't matter how bad or how good it is, you know?
Right.
And I wish I had seen the attitude adjustment by Mr. Lex Luger in this match, but of course that's beneath him now. He just believes on using the torture rack and the metal plate in his forearm to beat guys. Fucking Luger with his stupid fucking forearm.
But to move the story along, he does get the win against Scott Hall. Larry Zbyszko helps him out. Luger doesn't help him out. You know.
I love the fact that Larry Zbyszko puts six in the guillotine choke.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. How annoying was six? He played a great role. He played a really good role.
Dude, what about when he was complaining about the counts? He was like, come on, that was three.
And you love Larry with his fucking hand gestures. Like, get out of here. He's like that crazy drunk uncle. Get out of here. I'll slap you in the face.
And you know what's funny? Larry looked like he was 70 in this match, and he's only like 45, I think it was.
Yeah, he lived a hard life.
What hard life did he live?
If you were married to Vern Gagne's daughter, you'd be fucking...
Ooh, that's right. He was married to the Gagne's. Oh, my God. Oof, I forgot about that one.
But, yeah, man, I mean... He reminded me of the drunk old uncle. Like, I'll slap you in the face. He had that face, like, argh. He had that asshole face. He had an asshole face. So you could have been related.
Could have been, yeah.
He could have been.
He was barrel-chested, too.
Oh, yeah. Zbyszko was solid, dude. I'm sorry. I liked Larry.
He had a good physique. No, I'm not saying he's bad.
I was a fan of Larry Zbyszko, man.
He had a good physique. I think he was a better tag team wrestler, though. I loved him as a tag team.
Well, because you grew up seeing him as a tag team wrestler. I got both of them, so I got...
You got the AWA years, too.
And I also got the tail end of after Bruno.
Were there for that. That's
well,
right.
Well, I was a kid, but I...
You remembered it.
I remember seeing it. Like, they used to play it a lot on TV.
I fucking hated Zbyszko in WWF.
He had the long hair. He was, you know,
he looked like a mook. Fuck him. He looked better when he was older.
Like a truck driver.
He looked like a douche.
Oh,
God. But I need you to do me a favor. Can you go plug on the network? Go to 2 hours and 5 minutes, and I want you to hear Dusty's commentary for the next match. He's on wobbly legs, but...
Hold on.
Oh, my God. Guys, next match is obviously with my favorite wrestler of all time, Macho Man Randy Savage versus Diamond Dallas Page. The feud of the year voted by Pro Wrestling Illustrated, I believe, for 97. And the commentary by Dusty is just fantastic. It's unreal. And hopefully Phil can find it, because I think it's at 2 hours. I purposely remember the time too of the pay-per-view. It was 2 hours and 5 minutes, I think it was, and it was just on point. It was beautiful.
All right, hold on 1 second.
I want to see if Phil can actually do the impression as well. I'm sure he can do it. This is Dusty Rhodes incarnated right here.
Oh, I gotta log in. Hold on 1 second.
It's okay. And what do we got here? V-Dog, where they say that Typhoon owns a tow truck company, and Nail shares a cell with Nick Hogan? What? Okay.
Yeah, talk to the audience for a minute.
V-Dog says, give Balor Alex Wright. Ooh. Give Balor the Alex Wright theme. That's actually a really good idea.
It's fucked up.
No, it's not. Your password. Dude, I like Balor, but I like them better as Devitt.
Yeah.
Sorry. They're just not using him properly in the fucking in the E. I wish he never got his return rematch for the Universal title ever, which was bullshit in my opinion. And they're not giving us the Bullet Club or the Balor Club or the Bulletproof or Dickbag or anything. They're just not giving us anything for this guy. But I digress. Anyways. Guys, give me some questions about this pay-per-view for Halloween Havoc 97. What are your fondest memories of these pay-per-view? My fondest memory is just looking at Mongo doing a terrible tombstone pile driver. But you know what? Since I hate The Undertaker more than Mongo, I think Mongo has a better pile driver than he does. What else? What about, in all honesty, the DDT from Jacqueline was fucking dope.
She floated over Disco's back and then dropped him right in his fucking head. I hate the Disco Inferno. It's not. Don't worry about it. Forget it then.
No, I just have to figure out. I changed the fucking password. Hold on.
It's all good.
Okay, keep going.
And then, what else? What else? Yeah. I'm trying to think here. What other part of the of course, you got the Rey Mysterio-Guerrero match, that, which was watching it scrambled. What do you mean, V-Dog?
When you had cable TV and you have the channel, you watch it scrambled.
Oh, that's right, duh. Forgot about that. Yeah, watching it scrambled. And yeah, it's actually fun watching it scrambled, because I remember watching WrestleMania 15 with it scrambled at one point, because I didn't have the black box yet. I was getting it. But I remember Triple H turning on X-Pac at WrestleMania 15, and I was like, what the fuck? Why? I was so mad that Triple H turned on X-Pac. And then, yeah, that was, man, 90, I tell you, the 90s had some good fucking pay-per-views, man. It's no wonder that we're in such a low down period. Oh my god, yeah. Boats, you got any fondest memories of the Halloween Havoc 97? Besides the fact that it was scrambled? But, yeah, man.
This is Randy Savage DDP, right?
Yeah. Okay, Randy Savage DDP, it was like 2 minutes, I think 2 hours and 5 minutes, I believe.
Okay.
And the Dusty commentary is just unfucking believable. And then, I'm trying to think of what else did I like about Halloween Havoc. I like the fact that the NWO was still involved. I mean, I know Phil talked about this 2 weeks ago. He said that he would have just done the NWO for 6 months, and that's it.
I have the match. You remember the spot?
It was just 2 minutes and 2 hours. Go to 2 hours and 5 minutes, but no.
I only have the match.
Oh,
itself.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
My network is not logging in for some reason.
I don't remember the spot, dude. I just remember the time period. It's all right, though. What?
Okay, hold on.
Bullseye!
That's it.
Bullseye!
That's it.
Yeah, I don't... The point of the elbow, driven deep, smack between a pair of ribs.
With that man, the big dial, he scored a 10. And he's up.
He can win it if he leaves him alone, I do believe.
Now, if I was Savage, I'd go to that corner and I'd sit down on that bottom turnbuckle.
Seven.
I'd get my rest. There we go. Yeah. Eight seconds.
Eight. Come on, Dallas. Come on, Dallas.
Pull yourself up.
He got up at 10.
Unbelievable.
He got up right before 10.
Another shot to the ribs with a knee.
Shot to the ribs with a knee.
You see?
Come on, somebody get out there.
He's up.
Come on, DDP, roll to the middle of that ring. All you got to do is put a hand on him.
Come on, Nick, make a count now.
Pull
yourself up. He's so biased.
Macho's down. He's counting both men down.
Count him. Come on, eight more.
Oh, my. I don't believe Savage's going to get up, but the question is Paige going to get up
here? Come on.
So much drama.
We're halfway there on five.
In a count.
Four to go.
Such an intense moment right now.
They're both up. He's going to do it again. No. Oh, my.
There's a part in the match.
Anything goes.
Where I think DDP does something to Macho Man. And the line was, Dusty says, oh my god, he wobble-legged him. But you just have to hear it. It's so funny.
It's my favorite match of the night, though.
Oh, dude, this match was fucking great. But on to the wonderful.
Well, let's take it to the end.
Yeah, go, do it.
Hold on a minute. Let's see here. What's so funny?
Boat says, yo, guys, what the fuck is up with Tony's hair and the WWE promo for the Starrcade coming up? Looks like my buddy lesbian sister from
1993. Oh, yeah, I think he wins by count out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with my fucking network feed on here.
That's okay. No worries. It was a great match.
Yes, it was.
This is the reason why the feud was the feud of 97.
DDP and
Savage.
And Savage, yeah.
I thought it would have been Brett and...
In Austin?
In Austin.
Right.
But it went on to being Savage and DDP. So, yeah. Jesus, V-Dog, that Hitler stash and Schiavone needs to go. Whoa! Jesus Christ! Damn! And he said, I'm bad.
That match went 18 minutes, dude.
It was good! It needed to be 18 minutes, because they said that... And I don't think this is their last match. I think they still had one more after this, right?
Yeah.
It's insane. I love it. Truly awe-inspiring.
And the last match.
Oh, dear God. The last match.
What's wrong with the last match?
Jesus fucking Christ.
The cage match.
Roddy Piper at 43 and then fucking Hogan at 44 years old trying to fucking produce a 5-star quality cage match. All they produced was drizzling shits. It was horrible. And then the best part of the match was the fan jumping into the cage because they left the fucking cage door open. Actually, he didn't even go through the cage. I think he went through over the top.
What's taking out to a little bit of this?
Do it.
Steal first, guys. You know, and this isn't like that Cyclone fence. This is steel. That's just iron bars there.
He tasted the steel first, guys. That's what he did. On the offense here.
That's what he did.
He tasted the steel, if you will.
If you will.
If you will. But that was a... And then everybody got involved. Well, this sets up Sting, though.
Yeah.
Finally fucking helping out after fucking 17 months of hanging out in the rafters.
Dude, I was literally chomping at the bit to see when this guy was going to fucking do something. Because in 96, all I thought was like, oh, he's part of the NWO because he's black and white.
Yeah, everybody thought that.
And then all of a sudden, I forgot what it was. I think it was Uncensored. He showed that he was part of WCW the whole time. He was just depressed, and that's why he was black and white.
He was the Crow, baby. He was depressed. He was taking antidepressants. He was in a low state of mind, if you will.
Is that why he wasn't talking, Dusty?
He wasn't talking because he was lonely. He needed God in his life, baby.
Why didn't you talk to him then?
I tried. I called him on his cell phone.
His what?
His cell phone, if you will. I called him on his cell phone. And the motherfucker didn't even answer. I said, Sting, this here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Bullet of Woods, the 3-time heavyweight champion of the world, and I'm telling you to answer your damn phone, baby. Stop playing with them vultures. Stop wearing that Columbine jacket. And walking around your baseball bat like you're Dale Murphy. Motherfucker, I'm trying to let you know that the WCW needs you, baby. The Hulkster needs to get his ass whooped. The NWO needs to be no more.
No more.
I reserve this stratosphere for me and you, Sting.
Ooh.
I'm calling you out, Daddy.
Ooh, hey now.
I'm telling you to please advise me when you're going to answer your cell phone. I left your messages. I sent smoke signals, if you will. I called your wife. I called your friends. I sent Lex Luger after you. I sent Scott Norton looking for you, if you will.
And Scott Norton as well, huh?
I sent everybody. I sent that Doug Dillinger after you. He's the security dude, and he couldn't even find you, baby.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, Sting, you got 2 months to get it over your ass and come down here and save WCW. And that's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Hold on.
All right. I really shouldn't drink while I'm on the show.
Holy shit. You have to do me a favor.
What's that?
If we go see the Horsemen down in Philly, you got to do that.
What? Do what?
Do that type of promo.
Oh, please.
Cut that promo on Flair. Could you imagine?
Imagine doing Hard Times?
Yeah, do it.
Can you imagine?
Oh, he go crazy.
You live Hard Times or nothing wrong in this family. Hard Times are when the textile workers in this country are out of work. And they can't pay the bills and feed their kids. Remember, that's Hard Times, baby.
Remember when they had Arn and Rick Arn was TV champion. Rick was the world heavyweight champion. And they were talking about how, you know, they're trying to coincide being a blackjack dealer with being the championship.
Yeah.
So he's like, Flair's like, I'm the dealer! And you why? Because of this right here, and it's mine! He was going nuts because he was a champion. Flair was so good on the mic. Oh, God. Man, I wish I was born in the 70s to witness that shit.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, my God.
It was a good time.
Now I know why you say 80s wrestling is better.
Way better.
Because you had the NWA. I didn't have the NWA. I had fucking... Well, I had ECW. ECW was great.
Yeah, you did have ECW. So, and that's Halloween Havoc.
What a great pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was.
It was a solid pay-per-view. It wasn't like... Like, the main event was terrible.
Like, even the bad matches were okay.
Yeah, I mean, even, like, Mongo had a 5-star match.
I wouldn't say 5-star there. Relax, Meltzer.
I give it 6 stars, okay?
I give it 17.5 stars and a bag of cornflakes, if you will.
Dusty, I think you should drink your beer.
I think you should lick the back of my ass. That's what I think you should do. I'm going to drink this here cider and get lit up.
That's a cider? Wow.
Yes, I've had several of them this evening.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
Yes, I'm getting emulsified, and I'm getting nice and toasty, if you will.
Ooh, toasty.
Toasty, if you will.
So let me ask you something. What about you and your former tag team partner? What would you guys do back in the day?
Me and Dick Murdoch, we ran the streets with donkeys.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Jackasses. Beating up on Dick the Bruiser, if you will.
What about the Crusher?
The Crusher was... He smelled like onions. Smelled like onions and sauerbraten. That's it.
It's official, guys. We need to get Phil drunk every single show.
Yeah.
So I could do that.
All right. I'm ready to get out of here.
I'm ready when you're ready.
Yeah, man. You had a rough day. I know.
That was fantastic. I mean, do you want to take... What V-Dog says zing? Okay.
Zing.
Would you like to take a question or two?
I will take a quick... anybody got a question in the chat room?
Make it quick, because we got to get out.
We got to go. I got to get going.
I have to get going, because Andre's tired. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
4 a.m. in the morning, he was up with the crack of ass.
Because I had to... I was working... You know, I had hard times this morning.
Hard times when the MTA takes your Metro card.
Fucking assholes, dude. Let me tell you something about the MTA. They should be my fuck you wrestler of the week, these motherfuckers. Fucking pieces of shit. I swear to God. If I ever... If you were to go to any MTA worker, correct? I'm pretty sure you would have been like, excuse me, miss, I'm having problems with my MetroCard. Can you just let me through? No. This fucking...
It's happened to me, man.
This fucking bag of cunt did not let me through because she was having her little rag day of the month. And you want to know something? Fuck the MTA. Oh, man. Phil, everyone's loving your impressions, dude. You're going to be a hit.
I'm drunk, baby.
You got to do the macho man now. Do the macho man. You can do it.
You know what this is? Yeah, it's a freaking nature. You can lick the back of my ass, if you will. Yeah. And everybody knows space is the place and time capacity. And everybody wants to know who the cream of the crop is. Ooh. And the tower of power. Too sweet to be sour, Intercontinental Champion.
And too hot to handle and too cold to hold.
I am the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. And Tito Santana, you will feel a bang.
It was really good. Holy shit. Can you get Michael Rapaport on a throwback? Really?
Imagine.
Dude, could you imagine if we get that fool on here?
I'm working on some guests.
Oof.
It probably never happened, but I'm working on it.
I mean, if we get Shane on here, it'd be dope.
All right. All right, any questions?
First off, can we get... Yeah, that's one question. Can we get any questions in regards to wrestling-related stuff?
Yes, baby.
Yes, baby. Anything. Tell me. V-Dog liked what we did, apparently. He says, great show, guys. Thank you, V-Dog.
Thank you, V-Dog.
Apparently, both Shaylin and Harry don't think so.
Well, Harry's probably sleeping.
Yeah. Dick.
It's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning over there. I couldn't expect him to be even up at this hour.
Dick.
You leave Harry alone.
Speaking of Dick, where's Nick?
Oh, yeah. Where is the...
Where is that bag of douche?
He's probably just logging into his shift.
Ugh, whatever.
He's going to be logged in. We're going to be gone already.
Fucking car guy he is.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's get out.
Alright, let's play some music.
Ooh, hey now.
I want to wish everybody a happy Halloween. Very safe Halloween. I want to see pictures of your kids in their little costumes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for November 1st, which is 50% off candy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Remind everyone of what's coming up for Survivor Series with everything, or haven't you announced it yet?
We did.
We did already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about old school rap right here. Oof.
The freaks come out at night. It's Halloween. Well, it's almost Halloween.
It is.
It's finally cool outside.
I can't believe it's like on a Tuesday. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking garbage.
All right, don't forget, Sunday you have the Roy Reading comic book show with Surfer. And then you have Monday, you have the sports report after Raw with Will Morgan. Tuesday, Ted DiBiase on the Shining Wizards. And then you have the rant. And you have Rant Wrestling. Me and Choppy be back next week.
Ooh,
we won't be here on the 17th.
No.
Of November.
Because we'll be too busy dropping elbows on the fucking pump.
But we're going to have a show on the 18th, though.
Yes, we will.
Oh, it's the War Games, if you will.
War Games.
The War Games.
Oh, Shay Lim gave us some kisses.
Ooh, I like that, baby.
Yeah, ooh, baby.
Anyway, all right, you wanna email us? It's turnbucklethrowbacks1@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter, @TBuckleTBacks and
@Choppy2984.
That's right. Buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. If you post a picture with your shirt and you're wearing it, we'll send you a prize.
And we'll give you a pickle tickle.
And a pickle tickle. Choppy, give me a pickle tickle. And I think that's it. I'm getting a little tipsy.
Are you really?
A little bit. A little bit.
Stop.
Men's and men's. I think that's it, dude. I don't have anything else.
I don't think so either.
All right. So on behalf of my tag team partner, Choppy, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philip Rea, inviting you all and letting you know, please, reminding you to, how do I say it?
Oh,
take care of yourselves,
here we go.
To take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Be kind to animals. Don't say the F word, the N word, the R word, and the A word.
Oh, here we go.
We can't say any of those words, but we do anyway because we're obnoxious.
You fucking autistic piece of garbage.
Oh. Please, guys.
Bye.
Have a great, great, have a great rest of your week.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. You're an asshole.